I'm here with Krishna Madhavan, research scientist at Purdue University. Krishna, you were telling me before a little bit about some of the new technologies that you guys are looking into and focusing on. Explain a little bit more about why clustering is of particular importance.
Traditionally, scientific problems have involved very low amount of computing, and people have gotten by with very minimal power or whatever powers they had at their respective universities in terms of computing. But nowadays, the problems in science and technology are grand challenge problems, for example, in nanotechnology, bioinformatics, and so on. So a vast amount of computing power is necessary in order to really tackle these problems, and it's pretty much to train the next generation of students to actually use these as you would Microsoft Word or PowerPoint, you know. So that's where lowering the barrier of entry into clustering technologies actually come in.
And in particular, you mentioned you're looking into clustering behind, or I guess as a method of powering campus management solutions?
Actually, we are looking at how we can link clusters and high-performance computing machines. These need not be necessarily just clusters. They could be very large capacity machines like Cray's. How you actually connect them in the learning and technology forum and course management systems and within other areas. So it's really a very broad stroke that we're taking at how we can incorporate very advanced high throughput, high performance computing into classrooms.
And it's all open source?
Trying to do this mostly open source because there is a lot of value in doing it. Because as scientist, for me, intellectual review is very important, and I need the credibility that comes with other scientists being able to review the work. So Purdue places a lot of value in these kinds of efforts where we are open to scrutiny and we want people to help us fix problems.
Great. Well, good luck. Keep us posted.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.